SF-100 works in round engines, too. NASA says its commercial partners are hitting their milestones. And the F-35B is tested at sea for 18 days. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, October 27th, 2011. Swift Enterprises says its latest test has run more than 100 gallons of its high-octane, unleaded, sustainable aviation fuel through an unmodified World War II-era radial engine. The Pratt & Whitney R2800 double wasp engine was tested on 100 SF for 3 days at Anderson Aeromotive in Grangeville, Idaho. Swift reports that 100 SF produced a higher detonation onset threshold than 100 low-lead. The engine was operated at 115 to 145 octane takeoff power settings, and there were no indications of engine knock. 100 SF will undergo another more intense and formal round of radial engine testing in 2012 as funding becomes available. Swift anticipates that 100 SF could keep antique warbirds flying after leaded avgas is finally gone. As Congress debates deep cuts in the Obama administration's funding requests for private space development, NASA says its industry partners continue to meet their established milestones in developing commercial crew transportation capabilities that will ferry U.S. astronauts to and from the International Space Station. The goal is to reduce the amount of time America has to depend on Russia for launch services. NASA has outlined an ambitious program that relies on U.S. private industry to assume transportation of cargo and crew to the ISS, while the agency focuses on deep space exploration. Phil McAllister, NASA's Director of Commercial Spaceflight Development, observes, quote, "There is a lot happening in NASA's commercial crew and cargo programs, and we want to make sure the public and our stakeholders are informed about the progress industry is making. It's exciting to see these spaceflight concepts move forward," unquote. NASA's Commercial Crew Development Program is investing financial and technical resources to stimulate efforts within the private sector to develop and demonstrate safe, reliable, and cost-effective space transportation capabilities. The amphibious assault ship USS Wasp headed back toward home port October 21st after spending 3 weeks at sea hosting the initial sea trials of the F-35B Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter. The first F-35B variant landed on Wasp's flight deck October 3rd to begin an 18-day test. Two Marine Corps test jets accomplished vertical landings and short takeoffs under various conditions. The world's first supersonic short takeoff vertical landing fighter logged more than 28 hours of flight time and completed 72 short takeoffs and 72 vertical landings. The USS Wasp, which typically accommodates the AV-8B Harrier, had to receive some modifications and installation of test monitoring equipment in preparation for the F-35B's arrival. The trials are the first of three scheduled sea-based development test events for the F-35B. The next sea trial is scheduled for 2013 after the Wasp receives additional modifications. Still ahead, two South American airlines get closer to a merger. Omni Air flight attendants choose AFA representation. And a TSA employee is disciplined for a really inappropriate note. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, October 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Chilean airline PAL has decided to withdraw its appeal before the Supreme Court of Chile against the merger process between LAN and TAM. After detailed analysis of the resolution of Chile's antitrust court and of LAN's appeal before the Supreme Court, PAL says it's convinced that LAN accepts the large majority of the mitigation measures imposed by the court and recognizes that the mitigation measures that LAN is appealing are either not essential or that LAN proposes reasonable alternatives. The CADE's approval in Brazil is the next regulatory step for the creation of LATAM Airlines Group. Omni Air flight attendants voted to join the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, with 83% saying yes. In a union representation election that ended Tuesday, the National Mediation Board announced that out of 284 votes cast, 237 elected AFA as their collective bargaining representative. AFA International President Veda Shook commented, quote, "It is a pleasure to welcome our sisters and brothers at Omni to the world's largest flight attendant union, run by and for flight attendants. We look forward to the contributions Omni flight attendants will bring to our union and stand beside them as they work to advance their careers," unquote. Omni Air is based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, operates international and domestic passenger charters, and provides cargo and troop airlift for the U.S. military. Maya Grapp, who has been appointed AFA interim president at Omni, added, quote, "We look forward to securing a legally binding contract that recognizes our roles as first responders," unquote. And finally today, a note was placed in a female attorney's suitcase on an airline trip. It referenced a very personal item packed in the luggage. Turns out it was written by a TSA employee who has been identified and removed from screening operations. On its blog, TSA confirms that earlier this week, a passenger found a highly inappropriate note scrawled on a notice of inspection that TSA places in checked bags if they're required to be searched. The passenger tweeted a photo of what she found. TSA's blogger Bob says, quote, "TSA quickly launched an investigation and identified the employee responsible. That individual was immediately removed from screening operations and appropriate disciplinary action has been initiated. The handwritten note was highly inappropriate and unprofessional, and TSA has zero tolerance for this type of behavior," unquote. Agency officials say they have also reached out to the passenger to personally apologize for this unfortunate incident. The so-called very personal item in the checked bag wasn't specifically identified, but it's not too hard to guess. The scrawled note said simply, "Get your freak on, girl." That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.